listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
So, hello. I have a question, and I'm talking in a weird of a little voice on purpose. You see this sign behind me? It asks an important question, and it says, what's it worth to you? What's it worth to you? And, you know, when I thought of that question, I'm thinking about it, it said sort of in a taunting way that's kind of yanking your chain where you're talking about what you want or what you're going to do, and somebody challenges you right in the face. Oh, yeah, what's it worth to you? Or what are you going to do about it? That kind of a saying, right? And that's a really, really important question. And we live in a time, and maybe this has always been so, but right now we live in a time when the difference between the big game that we talk and the game that we live is way different. You know, and you can tell when someone's doing that because they use the word gonna a lot. I'm going to do this. And they don't even use gonna. They use I'm gonna. I-M-A-N-A. I'm going to do this. So I created this background, what's it worth to you? Because I want you to think about this today. I talk about your ultimate life. It's what we talk about all the time. And I was on a podcast this morning, not mine, someone else's, and I do that a lot. So I've got this show and Sam's station, and I love this show and the people here. And I also have my own podcast called Your Ultimate Life, like this show is. And then I also have been on maybe 700 now of other people's programs and shows. And this morning it was about this, the inner game, the real work. And here's what I mean by that. We look at, we compare, and we measure people's accomplishments. You know, how much money they've got and all of that sort of thing. We measure how good they are, what they're worth by their externalities, right? How much money they got, the size of their house, the car they drive, how many cars they got, and all that kind of stuff, right? We do that. We do it, and we do it over and over and over again. But I want you to think about something else. Because if you look at someone accomplish something amazing, climbing an amazing mountain or reaching the Olympics, or, you know, I saw a Facebook post about some guy in Sweden. They had a bike ride that was 1,762 kilometers. And there was this old guy who was 66. And I guess it's not really that old because I'll be 70 this year. But anyway, he was going to enter this race. They wouldn't let him enter it because he was, quote, too old. So what he did is he came to the starting line and he started after the official. They wouldn't let him register, but he rode anyway. He started out behind everybody, and he rode sometimes up to 3 full days without stopping. So 72 hours. And so you ask somebody like that, what's it worth to you? And he won. He whooped everybody else in the thing. And of course, they never put his name in the record books because he wasn't officially registered. But that's not the point. This isn't a complaint about that wasn't very nice. It is. I don't even care. It was the point that to him, it was worth whatever it took. And so I want you to think about what things to you are worth a great deal. And what I mean by that is when the question would come up, what's it worth to you? The answer would be whatever it takes. Where would you say that? Where would that be real for you? Whatever it takes, it's worth anything to have that. Now, you might think I'm exaggerating a bit, but I'm not. And I'll tell you what I mean. I'm a coach. I'm an ultra high performance coach. And I work with people who are committed to achieving high level goals. That might be $100 million. It might be more than that. It might be some personal accomplishment. I have a personal goal this year by October 14th, and we're at halftime right now. Today's tax day, April 15th, and yesterday was the 14th, so that's halfway through my year, because my year starts October 14th. So I'm at halftime, and my commitment this year is to reach 300 million people. and light 300 million people on fire, not physically, but their hearts and souls ablaze with a single profound truth that you are capable. Yes, you can. Dot, 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 whatever the hell you want. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But the only question is, what's it worth to you? What's it worth to you to have your ultimate life? What's it worth to you to have life purpose, prosperity, and joy? In the episode this morning, the woman that was interviewing me, it was business. It's aimed mainly at that particular podcast, at executives who run medium to larger companies. And, you know, I have experience with that. I'm C-suite executive in large outfits. But the question for she was asking is, so what difference does this inner work, this resolve, this courage inside, what difference does that make in your money? And what I told her is what I'm going to repeat here, and that is your courage will make more money than anything else. Like, I don't care what skill you have. If you don't have the courage to go do hard things, to make a real difference, to fight through the naysayers, to dig your way through the battleground, the fire, or whatever it takes, you're not going to get anywhere. So the question always is going to be, what's it worth to you? I can't tell you how many times I've had a conversation with a person who wants or thinks they want to coach with me. And they heard my reputation or they've seen some clients or whatever. And they're like, I need you to help me do a thing, get somewhere, turn into a better person, make this amount of money. And then I'll ask them the fabled question, what's it worth to you? Or I might ask it differently. What are you willing to do to get there? And you know what? More often than not, the answer is, oh, I'll do whatever it takes. I'll do anything. And I usually don't say anything after that. I just let that sit there. You'll do anything. And then, well, you know, as long as it's not illegal, it's not, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I might say, no, I'm not talking about illegal or immoral or any of that. Not illegal, not immoral. You'll do anything. Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever. And then we start. I don't mean coaching because we're not even close to that. With the conversation. Okay, are you willing to do this and this and this? And we list several things. And by the third or fourth thing, they're terrified. Well, I didn't know it meant that. I didn't know I had to change how I believe about myself. I didn't know it meant I had to get up in the morning. I didn't know it meant I have to do some physical difficult things or some spiritual work or learn to tell the truth or be honest with myself and others. I didn't know it meant I have to be in integrity with my word every time I open my mouth. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, you can't have what you want then. So let's just dive into this. What's it worth to you? Because what is your life worth? Now, we find that out when someone's life is threatened. Now, there are plenty of movies and shows, television shows, movies and books and stuff that are out there where someone is threatened in some way with financial ruin or with physical ruin. You know, we have a lot of violence going on in the world today, people threatening each other's lives. And you see so many times when it gets right down to it, people will do anything to save their life. Oh, okay. Well, then they really might mean I'll do anything. So we're not talking life-threatening here. We're talking the words courage, creation, sovereignty, fearless growth. Because the mood of our society, at least in the Western world, U.S., Canada, that kind of thing, is that we are owed ease. Everything's supposed to be easy and fast, download and double-click, and you know what? Life does not work that way, period. Nothing good comes easy. Nothing good ever did. So let's talk about how to decide and then how to do something about something that when you've done the thinking and the reflecting, you've decided it's worth whatever it takes. Because I've said on this show over and over, and I'll say it another thousand times as long as we do it, the show, you can have whatever you want. If you're here and your goal is here, there is a road between where you are and where you want to get. The only question is, are you willing to walk the road? That might mean, and usually does, changing habits. It might mean learning to take ownership of your attitudes and opinions. It might mean learning to never gossip again, to tell the truth every time you open your mouth. It might mean forgive someone who's hurt you terribly. It might mean forgiving yourself for things that have haunted your heart forever. I speak about all those things from my own experience in the crucible of growth, in the raging refiner's fire of choice to grow. So a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, I pick those words on purpose, and you've heard me say them a million times, a life of purpose means you, and only you can do this, have chosen a purpose. You have chosen to be motivated to achieve a purpose. You've been motivated or chosen motivation to do something. It's usually expressed like this. I want to help people. Okay, help them do what? It almost always comes from your life experience. So I've had troubles with addiction and substances, and I've had troubles with telling the truth and self-esteem and depression and, you know, the long list, self-sabotage and a whole bunch of things that we've talked about in other episodes. And I've also had massive experience with super high achievement. And I understand what I have done in my own life, the kind of help I had to get, the kind of rigorous work I had to do and still do. And that's what I love about this coaching, because here's something I know about you. You're divine. You have infinite capability. I have no idea if you're using it or not. I have no idea if you're leaning into growth every day. Well, what's it worth to you? I'll give you an example. I play the piano. You know that. I've been playing all my life for 65 years. So some music is very difficult. Some Chopin pieces and Liszt pieces and Rachmaninoff, stuff like that, really hard to learn. Might take a year to learn a piece. And most people give up and don't ever learn them. There's some songs that have only been learned by a few people in the world ever because they're that hard. And so if you say, I want to be an extraordinary pianist, well, what's it worth to you? Is it worth thousands of hours on the bench? Is it worth excruciating drills to increase the speed and ability of your fingers and the accuracy? Is it worth studying and memorizing and listening to things over and over again? Let's go to snowboarding or extreme sports in any case. If you read books by Stephen Kotler, for example, The Rise of Superman and, you know, Doing the Impossible. There's one, I can't think of it right now. Yeah, The Art of Impossible. I have it over there. And he writes about the physical state, the mental state, the work required to achieve that level of excellence. So I'm not trying to scare you away from excellence. On the contrary, I'm trying to invite you into the highest possible excellence in yourself. What would happen if you became obsessed with excellence? I don't mean a perfectionist, because that's a waste of time. I'm talking about an obsession with excellence, with learning, with growth, with service, with love, with power. What would happen? Do you even have any idea? Now, there's something that just recently happened that has brought this topic to mind sort of peripherally. As I do this on Tuesday here, yesterday, I was in Wyoming. Now, you guys know I live in Edmonton, Alberta, But yesterday I was in Wyoming because last week my mom passed away. She was 91. She had a rich and full life. And she was committed to excellence. She was committed to doing things the very best she could and influencing every single person in her orbit with more joy, with more love, with more lifting, and with excellence. So it was funny because the night before the funeral, Sunday night, we gathered together at the old homestead, and my mom had the interesting distinction of being born and passing away in the same house. She was born in this old homestead in Thane, Wyoming, and she went away and lived all over the place different years. And then about 25 years ago or something, her and her husband at the time, my dad, moved back. And then my dad's been dead for 27 years. So maybe it was 30 years ago that they moved back. But anyway, they moved back. And so my mom still lived there. And now she died in the same house she was born in. And as we met there and talked, it was incredible the number of stories of people. And there were kids and grandkids that were nowhere near all of them there. There would have been 80 there if there had been, but there were about 40 or 50 or something. And the story after story of how they remembered grandma, great grandma, and what she taught about excellence, about doing the best you could. It was funny because some of the examples were cleaning, cleaning things until they sparkled and they were beautiful, or singing, or performing, or memorizing a talk, or playing the piano, or kindness. More than one person told a story about how my mom, excelled at just expressing gratitude. And so she was a joy to be around. And yesterday morning when we had the viewing at the church where the funeral was held, of course, I was in the viewing line shaking hands and hugging people and all that stuff. So many people told me that she was such a joy to be around and they loved her energy and love and everything. And so she had excellence and it was by choice. She strove every single day to be the very best person she could be, the kindest, most loving. She learned, she played and sang and all kinds of stuff. Okay, now this isn't a eulogy for my mom, but it was an example that made me just want to talk about this today, not because she's gone, because she is, she's with my dad. I mean, you guys have heard the story. I died once already, so I know where she is. I know what is going on, and so I'm completely at peace with it. But as a remarkable remembrance of her commitment, she was committed to excellence, and she made a lot of people happy and joyful and feeling loved because of her own gratitude and love. So we're done with the mom thing, but that was something, this fearless growth idea that's on the background here. So the real issue here isn't what's it worth to you in that sort of material way, but it is in the level of commitment. So I want you to think of something right now that you say you want. Maybe it's money. Maybe it's a better relationship. Usually it's health, wealth, and, happiness, that kind of thing. Relationships, health, wealth, relationships. Those are the big three. And I want you to be honest. What do you want that you don't have? I want 300 million people to reach them through this audience, my podcast, the shows I'm on, books, music, all the things I do. And I'm absolutely bulletproof, life and death, crawl over broken glass, committed to do that. Is there anything in your life that you're that committed to? And if there isn't, I want to share something with you. There's a power that comes in your life when you become life and death committed to something. When you just decide, nobody can make you that committed. When you decide that you're committed to something, at that level, there's a power that comes in no other way. So I invite you to explore that realm of joy. There's a joy and a power that lights a human's heart, gives you the ability to do impossible things when you're that committed. Now, you've seen physical things, someone's scared and they go out and lift up a car to rescue someone because of adrenaline. So you've seen physical examples of that. But I want to go to the emotional, the commitment level of things. My $300 million is an example. I'm going to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Not going to, I am doing it. So I ask you to consider, what are you that committed about? Are you committed to anything? And I want you to say it out loud right now. My commitment this year is in the next 6 months is 300 million people. The rest of it, I've already got a big chunk done. But to reach 300 million people with love and encouragement, and you're one of them, with the certainty that you are divine, you're infinitely capable, and you can create whatever the hell you want if you're willing to walk the road. You can't be, or I can't be, we can't be contaminated with the idea that it's download and double click, or we're going to get it in an Amazon box. Not happening. But if you're willing to walk the road, you can have that ultimate life, purpose, prosperity, and joy. So here's some truths. Personal development, being the best you can be, isn't a hobby. It's an obsession. It's a spiritual war, because we don't live in a world of that kind of excellence. We live in a world full of half-bakedness all around us. We see examples of that, and we write books and make movies about them. Right? Wow, we look at, maybe it's sports figures, maybe it's other kinds of leaders, company leaders, wealthy people, religious leaders, people who are committed in different ways to some ideal. And you don't get there accidentally. You don't fall up a mountain. If you want to get on the mountaintop, you're going to crawl. You're going to and walk, maybe crawl part of it. Maybe you're going to fall down a few times. What's it worth to you to get to the summit? So your first challenge right now is to pick your thing. A vision that I hold in my heart, that's why I use this fiery background, and there's a person there walking that you can't see as well, but there's a person walking into this fiery sunset. What's it worth to you? And the idea is anything, everything. My own life has brought me to a place where my yearning is for you to liberate yourself completely from stories of defeat, from every terrible thing that has beat you down, from every unrealized dream, every time you've ever been mistreated, not because 50 million people come and apologize or give you a bunch of money, but because you won't be defined or limited by those things. I want you to know, first of all, that you can take all the massive hardballs that life has thrown at you, and you can turn them into stepping stones, building blocks, and walk your way up the hill to the highest mountain, to the biggest bank account, to the most glory and happiness, if you're willing to walk the road. But it takes that kind of commitment. So here's some things that you're going to have to change if you want excellence in areas of your life. Are you willing to get rid of an addiction to mediocrity? Are you willing to get rid of settling for the easy and obvious? It's so easy to settle. It's not my time. It's not my season. I don't have time. And all the rest of the excuses that you've already heard and used. And so have I, but not anymore. And so when I speak about this at the intensity and at, you know, in the way that I do, it's because this is the path that I walk and bring clients and people along. But my point now is to encourage you, because you're free to settle. You're free to do nothing and think, you know, look at those high achievement people, whether it's money or spiritual power or joy or happiness. You're free to look at them and say, wow, that sure would be nice, but I can't do that. And you know what? You're right. Because that is the most self-fulfilling prophecy. I can't do that is right. And it's only when we say, maybe I can. What if I could? Like that old story, the little engine that could, I think I can. There is so much power in that simple phrase. I think I can. Not I think I can't. I doubt it. I'm tired. It's too hard. Never make it. Right, 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 and right again. I think I can. I'm not going to quit. I won't quit today. I'm just going to go one more inch, foot, meter, mile. That is the stuff, the engine, the power of victory, creating your ultimate life. And purpose, declaring a purpose. People say to me often, well, I don't know what my purpose is. I haven't found it yet. You're never going to find it. You're going to pick it. And I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes out of the bitterness of your own defeats. It comes out of the bitter and most difficult life experiences that you've had because you have overcome them, not because we love to get beat down, because nobody does. But when you have chosen again and again to stand up, I got a friend who's a client who's had been told he was going to die for 30 years. Going to die for 30 years. And he said, no. Not GNU. This happens to be a particular disease. Going to die from this disease. Been told that for 30 years. And he finally told me the other day, nah, forget all that. I'm going to die of natural causes. That's a choice to stand in the fire and move forward with your goals, regardless of what goes on, to get up day after day and move forward just because you can. No one can keep you from moving forward. Yes, you're going to get discouraged. And you're going to also have the opportunity to create and to have fearless growth. You know what it feels like to not quit? What if you could have that every single day? Well, you can. So I want to talk a little bit about more. Are you going to drop the lie of I'm not enough? That's another insidious, horrific lie. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. That's not true. You are enough right here, right now. And you may be working on something. Let's go back to the piano. I can play a certain level. That's good enough for today. And I'm going to work tomorrow because I'm going up there, which is the absolute perfection, memorized performance of something. I'm going up there. I don't care what it takes. And I love me. I'm good enough today because I'm practicing my butt off. Okay. Those are the things that we set for our own frameworks. One of the things that gets in the way is something I call WITOT. It's a fungus. WITOT. Write that down. The WITOT fungus stands for what I think others think. Oh, I'll be embarrassed. I'll look stupid. I'll fail. I'm not good enough. All of this list of and litany of things that you make true by believing them. So here's three questions. Will you let go of your addiction to mediocrity? Will you drop the lie of I'm not enough? Are you willing to burn the boats? Now, most of you will know the story about burning the boats. You know, some invading force came to a shore and they were scared because the place they were supposed to attack vastly outnumbered them. And the captain, because he didn't want his men thinking they had an option, burned the boats. Are you willing to burn the boats? Are you willing to go all in? Because, like I said to start with, there is an energy of all in that is unlike anything else. Not I'm going to try real hard. Not I'm going to do the best I can. There is no plan B. That energy is infinite in resilience and in power. Now I want to talk for a minute about why we quit. We have learned addiction to mediocrity. We've learned the habit. And I've said a lot about it, but I want you to ask yourself, are you saying any of these things inside? Because what you say out loud doesn't matter very much. Your internal dialogue is where the real power is in your subconscious beliefs. Do you believe that you're not good enough or you're not smart enough or you're not ready yet? Like that ever meant anything? Ready, fire, steer is the name of the game. If you want to live a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, then start today. Purpose you declare, you don't find. Prosperity comes when you create value, when you, in an unstoppable, invincible fashion, refuse to acknowledge defeat. I mean, the examples are legion. All of your sports figures that are at the top of their game. Edison and his 10,000 light bulbs. The first person and all the rest to summit Mount Everest and the other impossible mountains. The guy that did Free Solo on El Capitan. You know, we make movies and write books about them. You know that. And most of the people that do that stuff, we never even know about. 1/1000,000% we make a movie and talk about them because they're cool. But you know what? The world is full of one individual at a time, just like you, who said, I'm going to complete this. Finishing an education, repairing a relationship, creating a business, working your way out of poverty or some other negative situation, overcoming an impossible illness. All of those things are worthy and powerful endeavors, and they create the same being. Someone who is invincible, who won't quit, who finds a way over, under, around, or through an obstacle, just because you can. If you wait until a bolt of lightning hits, you'll never get there. If you wait for the right time, you'll never get there. The right time is today. Your invitation is now. The time to start creating your own ultimate life is today. Why can't you live happy today? And I want you to answer that question. Why aren't you not just a little, but deliriously, gloriously, laugh your head off happy today? I want you to list the reasons. And if any of those reasons are having to do with something else, somebody else, what they did or didn't do, the economy, the government, God, your neighbor, your family member, your spouse, I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, any of that stuff, those are all false lies, and they have infinite power. And you know what the good news is? Only as long as we feed them. You know the story of the white wolf and the black wolf. The way I heard it was a Native American tale, and a father was teaching his son about the two wolves inside. You have a black wolf and a white wolf. And he described in detail the energy of the black wolf, which is negative, fearful, destructive, and the white wolf, which is uplifting, good, and they're always at war. And the kid says, which one wins? And the dad said, the one you feed. So if you feed your fears, you're dead. If you feed your courage, you win. Courage, you know, is not the absence of fear. It's simply a willingness to act anyway. So I invite you to consider that, and I invite you with all the heart and passion that I have, because I know what this feels like to be so scared and so believing that you're so worthless that you ruin your life over and over again. You've heard my stories of addiction and suicide attempts and self-sabotage and on and on and on. And I lived that way until I changed the game. I'm done with that. And then instead of looking for things that reinforced my negative beliefs, I went and got help that I needed to move me in a positive direction. Continually get rid of the people in your life that are negative, that tell you you can't, that pull you down. And if you're one of them, you and I, we can't get rid of ourselves. So then we have to love until it changes. Love yourself enough to get good at what you do. And if the idea of looking in your mirror and telling yourself how much you love you makes you want to vomit because you don't feel like it's true, that's where to start. Now, if you want to know how to build this kind of unstoppable courage, invincible self-love, powerful purpose, and a willingness to do whatever it takes to get there, I wrote a book about that. Living with Purpose and Power, and it's my own journey. Living with Purpose and Power. Living with Purpose and Power. I wrote that book just to document what I had learned on the way. And you know, there's an interesting thing that happens when we work on and turn ourselves into the best version. We want to share. We become full of love and a desire to lift and bless others. All right. So fear, procrastination, and self-sabotage are, I call them the unholy trinity, because fear is what whispers you'll fail or they're going to laugh at you. You know, you're going to be embarrassed. Procrastination lies. Later is safer. No, later is death. Later is never. And self-sabotage screams, you don't deserve this anyway. None of those things are true, because the truth is, you and me, we came from a divine being with gifts and talents, and the purpose of this life is to learn to love and serve, to develop your talents, to have purpose, prosperity, and joy. Not just a few, but you individually right here, right now. Now, I'm going to invite you right now to talk to me. I'd love to speak with you right here. KellenFlukigerMedia.com. There's a contact form there. Let's talk. If you have doubts and fears, if you don't know and you're not able to choose your life purpose right now, and it can change with years and decades, but a purpose right now that fires you up. Right now, if you're young and you have kids, it might be the very best parent you could be. For me, it's reaching 300 million people with a message of what I've learned in the last 17 years, working on myself and creating purpose, prosperity, and joy. It's living in this absolute state of joy every day. I'm happy. When people ask me, how are you? I never just say, oh, I'm fine. I always say I'm outrageous. And then I tell the truth. I'm telling the truth. I love it. I love every piece of life, and you can too. So what I discovered is you need help. For me, the help came in the form of counselors, coaches, and lots of tools. That's why I've written 20 books, is to document and share those tools. That book I just showed you. I wrote a book called The Results Equation, which I've talked about before. 5 steps from dream to done. Any goal you want. Now, one reaction you can have right now is you can say, yeah, Kellen, you're full of crap. It's easy for you to say all that, but you don't know, right, my struggle. You don't know what's holding me back. You're right, I don't. But I do know you're better than that. You're stronger than that. You're higher than that. You're more powerful than that. But only if you're willing to get the help and never quit. If we fight our own beliefs, we lose. So I don't care what we try to do. If it deep inside you believe I suck and I'll never make it, that belief is going to win. So that is the place where we start. Belief is the first place. Then that drives action and that drives results, right? Every time you hit a wall, a barrier, a setback, a pothole, your soul is asking, okay, what's it worth to you? You're moving forward and then your partner betrays you, or your business partner takes some money or all your money, and you're down on your face one more time. I quit. Okay. What's it worth to you? What is that goal that you had worth to you? And you're free at any time to say, I want to change my goal. But if you're changing a goal that is really in your heart, that'll nag you forever. Believe me. I did that, and it did nag me for decades until my own meltdown. Excuse me. All right, so let's talk about the meaning of whatever it takes, because the only answer that matters to what's it worth to you is whatever it takes. Often when you start on a big goal, you don't know what it's going to take. I'm leading a group right now of 9 people who are writing their books. And you know what they're writing about? They're writing about the thing that you yearn to write about. Every single person that's gone through struggles in their life, that's overcome some stuff, has a yearning to serve. And that yearning is because you're a divine being and you want to help others. And when you think about your life journey through the struggles and difficulty to get where you are today, demonstrating resilience and power and capability, you are drawn to serve. And I've discovered the best way to organize that journey, express it, teach from it, serve, and get paid, because this is the prosperity piece, is to start with a book. And from there, create programs and other things that you can use to serve and lift and bless and get paid. Because ultimate life is purpose, prosperity, and joy. But I can't tell you how many people say, yeah, but if I do all that, I can't get paid. Nonsense. You can get paid more when you're with a purpose that's on fire than you can in any other way, period. And the reason is quite simple. When your heart is on fire with a purpose, you never quit. If you never quit, you get to the goal line. You win. Finding the tools and learning the discipline to make that your life, that's the key. Never adjust your impossible goals. Never quit, because then you teach yourself you can't be trusted. Then you teach yourself you're not worth it. And none of those things are true unless we learn them, unless we allow them to be true. Now, whatever it takes. For me, that starts with a declaration. My declaration: I will reach 300 million people by October 14th, 2025, with the message of divinity, your divinity, capability, and possibility. Because you have that DNA, your capability is infinite, and your possibilities, you can create whatever you want. I know that's true. I've seen it. I do it. I live it. So I have declared that, and I declare it every single day. And what that does is it guides everything I do. It goes through that filter. Am I working on this thing? So if you declare something that doesn't mean anything to you, then it doesn't motivate you like that. But if you choose something that matters to you, you stay motivated, joyful, and powerful every day. There's a document I have called a PTAC, Personal Truth Document. It is the most powerful document on earth for me. You should have one. Again, this book would teach you about that if you want to learn. But the question isn't, can you string together a bunch of cool words that sound good? The question is, are you willing to make them the credo, the constitution, the guiding star of your life? The next thing I want to remind you about is creation, because your ultimate life is it's a creative act. It's sacred. You and I, we are put here to have joy. We are put here to win. We're not put here to lose. But we're also put here to work, to overcome difficulties, obstacles, develop resilience, develop our talents, and work our butts off. And so the creation of an ultimate life, the choice of your own personal life purpose, and following it through no matter what to the end, that's a sacred agreement with the Creator. It is a sacred contract with yourself and God. And there's no greater motivation than that, to know and own who you really are and then live into that every day. And connecting to that purpose every day. Now, I have a process, and it's in that book. I call it creating some guiding stars. One of them is Personal Truth Document. I have a document called The North Star. And if you want to read those, they're in that book, Living with Purpose and Power. But the point isn't that, you know, that I have stars. The point is you have the power, and you will only find it and create prosperity, cash, and prosperity in every other way, and the joy you want, if you're willing to give up addiction to mediocrity, choose your own life purpose, get the help you need, and stay on the path. I mean, the steps are so simple. Choose a purpose. Just because you can, get the help you need, get the tools you need, stay on the path. Now, the glorious ending is that you are worth this. Life is worth it. You are infinitely powerful. You're a divine being. You have gifts, you have talents, and you know what I'm saying is true. In your heart, you've felt it, you've thought it, you've yearned for it, you've wanted it, and then you put it on the shelf and put it off and made an excuse about why not now. Well, this is your invitation. If you needed an invitation to be your most powerful, lit up self, this is your invitation. I want to hear your story. I want to see your glory. I want to hear your power. I want to see everything that you are. Will you share it with me? KellenFlukigerMedia.com. I love having guests on here. I had one a couple weeks ago and the week before that and the week before that. regularly. And you know what, who they are? They're people that have made that choice. If you have made that choice and you have a story you want to share, let's talk. Kellen Flukiger Media Contact. But more important than anything, it is the personal satisfaction. So I have talked about every episode creating your ultimate life, and I use the words purpose, prosperity, and joy. But here's the litmus test. Do you hit snooze in the morning? Do you want the day to be done? Are you like, oh, I wish I could sleep some more? Do you look forward with joy and excitement and purpose and courage every day? Or do you live the same day over and over again like Groundhog Day? What miracle can you create today? What prevents you from creating a miracle every day? The answer is only your belief, only your choice. You and I, we can live a life of miracles. The power to do that is in you. It is around you. You have sovereignty. One of the reasons I put this word up here, whoops, wrong side, sovereignty. You own your life. No one can take your free will away. No one can make you quit. No one can take away your right to create a life of purpose, to choose a purpose, to add good to the world. No one can make you not love yourself. You don't need anyone's permission to shine your light, to be great, to choose to climb the mountain of your choice. No one can keep you from excellence. No one can keep you from purpose. No one can keep you from prosperity. No one can keep you from joy. No one can keep you from all those things put together. So I ask you, what do you want? If you take off the blinders and dream big, what do you want? Purpose, prosperity, and joy. Do you know? Can you speak it? Can you describe it? Can you paint it in living color and scream it at the sky? I am this. I create and then describe what it is. I create books and music. I mean, you know all that. So you know what mine is. What is yours? And then the question that hangs there in the air is the one on the screen behind me. What's it worth to you? You can have it right here, right now. Now, growth doesn't happen with a Harry Potter wand flick. It's a process. It requires courage, commitment, help, encouragement, love. I love you. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? How much? Are you willing to change the habits, to walk the road between where you are and the goal you want? There is a road. There is a way, no matter what your goals are. Get clear. Get committed. Start today. This is the wake-up call, right here, right now. So here's what I'm going to invite you to do. My commitment is to reach 300 million people with a message of divinity, capability, possibility, purpose, prosperity, and joy, assurance that you can have what you want if you're willing to do the work. So that's my mission. And I invite you to join that. If you're willing, share this episode. Share the podcast, Your Ultimate Life. If you have a story you want to tell the world, I want to share it with you. I want to be your megaphone. I want to help you create the legacy you want, the purpose, the prosperity, and the joy that you deserve and you want. I volunteer. That's my mission, is to help you do that. So I invite you with all my heart to get a hold of me. Answer the question, what do you want and what's it worth to you? I invite you to join my mission. And you know what? You can do it with your message. Because whatever it is that you've overcome, whatever it is that you have become because of your challenges needs to be shared and needs to be given as encouragement to others. You can make a difference, as big as you want, get paid well to do that, and have more joy than you might even imagine is possible right now. You were born with a divine fingerprint, with divine capability. The world, including me, are waiting to see it. Are you willing? What is it worth to you to move forward, starting right this minute, and create and live your ultimate life?
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.